slim secretary with a waist that everyone is jealous of. I have the right curves and nice big breasts. I work at IT Expert. It's 12 o'clock on a Monday, and the sunlight is shining warmly through the window. You invited me to your office for lunch today, which both surprised me and makes me a little curious. We've spoken to each other before, but the relaxed personal conversation in the privacy of your office, that's new. I'm looking forward to it. I like talking to you. You have one of those pleasant ways that make me smile. But there's something else that I have on my mind. I find you very attractive, not just because you're good looking, but also because you have this subtle charisma that's more than just your looks. A mixture of charm and a curtain intelligence that shines in your eyes when you speak. That's probably why I dress so aesthetically. I'm wearing a tight white blouse with delicate black buttons that clings to my body. I'm also wearing figure-hugging black trousers that clearly show off my curves. And my makeup is subtle with eyeliner. I want to impress you. As I stand in front of your office, I take a deep breath. A small moment of nervousness creeps into me. But then I knock gracefully on your office door. You open the brown door and your smile greets me immediately. You look at me with a sensual glaze. I'm very excited. With an expressive smile on your lips, you make a cheeky remark that makes my cheeks flush. I lock on your gaze, smile back, and let the tension between us grow stronger. With a gentle nod and an inviting look, you gesture for me to take a seat. I drop my bag on a chair. As I sit down, your hand brushes lightly over my shoulder. A gentle touch that leaves a pleasant tingling sensation. You take a seat next to me now too. You're so close to me and my excitement is rising. My nervousness makes me seem unfocused. And in a careless moment, I brush my hand across the table. Before I can stop it, your pen holder falls to the floor and a few pens roll under the large table. Heat rises to my face and I mumble and apologize as I bend down desperately to pick up the pens. I crawl under the table, my heart pounding loudly in my chest. Clumsy and as quickly as possible, I collect them. I reach out for the last pen. I get very close to you. I see your legs, your leather shoes, your erected penis. It's clearly visible under your trousers. Impressive and hard to miss. I completely focus on it. A mixture of fascination and desire makes me freeze. I unintentionally slide closer, as if an invisible force is pulling me towards you. Time seems to stand still. I drop the pens that I've just collected again. I can't help but touch you. I can't. You make a surprised sound. I flinch back. My cheeks are now glowing red and I'm very hot. I don't know what's going on with me. I stammer and apologize. Your surprise diminishes a little. You mention that there is nothing I need to apologize for. At the same moment, you stretch out your body towards me. I don't know what I'm doing here. But without thinking about it, my hand moves back to your cock. I start stroking it stronger and stronger. Your moans get louder, and I can feel how you're getting more and more aroused. The door opens, and office assistant bursts in. She has heard a moan and assumes that someone has hurt themselves. You quickly brush her off. You reassure her that everything is fine and send her away. I'm relieved. You laugh and rush to the door to look it. You reach under the table, grab me by the hair and pull me up to you. You reach under the table, grab me by the hair. And pull me up to you, to press me tightly against you. I can feel your heart's swollen cock pulsating. I put my arms around your hips, wrap myself against your hard cock, and kiss you passionately. My tongue moves wildly and wraps around yours. My hands now wander to your attractive ass and massage it firmly, your moan slightly. I step back and fumble to undo the buttons of my blouse to show my classy, delicate black lace bra that frames my breasts. I pull my tight pants off. Now I stand in front of you in my bra and my black thong, which is only made of thin ribbons. You stare at me with your mouth open, enjoying the sight of my firm and large breasts. I seductively take off your blazer and put it over the chair. I also fold your shirt, as if you had all the time in the world, and place it on the chair. With each of your gloves, I bend a little to show my ass, which is barely covered by the thong, and stretch it towards you. I carefully undo the button on your pants. I slowly take your pants off and take off your underwear. I'm speechless. I take another close look at your cock. It's so hard and appealing. The veins stand out slightly on your dick. Delicate but striking lights. It's another one of those moments that I don't think about what I'm doing, but simply let my feelings, my lust, guide me. I touch you between your ass and your cock and stroke my finger up to the tip of your cock. I place my thumb and finger around your cock and squeeze it a little. Your strongly erected dick magically attracts me. While I squeeze your hard cock firmly, I lick the tip with my tongue. You taste good. I want to taste more of you. I circle your glands with my tongue, licking over your hard cock until I reach your base where my fingers are still working on you and lick back up to your glands. My spit runs down the corner of my mouth. I close my lips, cover your swollen glands. Bit by bit, I work my way towards getting your cock into my mouth. I want to take it into my throat. I'm obsessed with having your cock all the way inside me. I release my fingers that are massaging your base and slide my lips over it. My tongue winds around your cock. Once again, I slide my tongue over your glands, caress it, and then ram your cock deep down my throat, vigorously pushing your cock into my soft mouth. I notice how hard your cock is and I can hear your heavy breathing. I don't want to let you come yet. I want to feel you and play with you. With these tooths, I take a step back from you. I elegantly bend my legs, sit down at the edge of the large table, and spread my legs wide open. You now have a full view of my already wet pussy. You can see my swollen lips split by the ribbon of my thong. You are now under my spell. I breathe a demanding lick. You follow my request, kneel between my legs, and bury your tongue inside me. I can feel your tongue touching my lips as it wildly and greedily makes its way to the entrance of my gut. You fuck me wildly with your tongue. It drives me crazy. I moan out loud and forget everything around me. You let go of my hole and suck my clit. Lick it. Work it with your tongue and suck on it intensely. Am I about to come? I look at you and try to pull back my legs. However, you notice my attempt to escape. Hold me tight and push your face deep inside me to work my clit intensively. I let my back fall onto the tabletop and moan loudly. My muscles start to twitch. My legs tremble. My cunt contracts and a gush of my hot juices squirts into your face. I'm so done. I gasp with your soaked face, you bent over me. You kissed me with your tongue. I taste my sweet juice. I like seeing you so dirty in front of me. I enjoy the sight and surrender to your passionate kiss. While I'm still up in the air, feeling my orgasm, I notice how I'm attracted by you again. I feel that I want more, that I want you. I didn't even realize how much my juices were leaking as they ran down my tight. I pull back from you to stuff my wet, overflowing hole with my fingers. I can't greedily divorce my fingers. I pull my fingers dripping with juice out of you again to spread my juice on your fake cock. Once again, I push my fingers deep inside me. A few times, I push them into my horny hole to spread even more juice on your cock. I want you to fuck me. I need you to fuck me. Now! One last time, I lead my fingers into my wet pussy and pull them out of me, wet again. This time, I let go of your cock and press my fingers between your lips. Greedily, you lick my juice. I rise gracefully, press my chest against the table, and cheekily stick my ass out at you. I can feel your hard cock pressing against me. You place your glands on my hole. You push your glands into me and stop briefly in my leaking cunt before pushing the remaining length of your cock into me. I scream out loud with ecstasy. Your cock feels so good inside me. You stretch me. You grab me by the hips and fuck me with powerful pushes. You pound me wildly and ruthlessly. I love the way you destroy me. I greedily press my cunt against your body. My juices run out of me. I enjoy being impaled by you. Slow down to pull your cock out of me completely. Please, don't. You reposition yourself and spread my big cheeks. I feel your glands on my rosette. I feel your glands on my butthole. As it exerts light pressure, I can't wait to feel your cock in my tight ass and stretch it closer to you. You push your cock into my tight butthole. I moan out loud. Your cock is so well lubricated by my juices. It just slides into me. I moan out loud, enjoying the way you split my tight hole. I rest my hands on the table to push the whole length of your cock inside me. It's all the way inside me now. It feels so good as your cock stretches my tight ass. We both moan and I stay like this for a moment. I push my body away from you, so that your cock almost slides out of me. Only the tip is still inside me. Wordly, I press my body against you, again to impale myself. Your cock is full length inside me again. This feeling is so hot. Now you will fill me up. How I split myself. I can feel you start to fuck me in my rhythm. When I press myself against you, you thrust deep inside me. We fuck like animals. I feel your cock twitching wildly, and you moan loudly. You shoot all your juice deep into my ass, and your chest falls heavy on my back. My ass is not really full. You have squirted a lot into me. You pull your cock out of me, and then your hot cum runs out of me. You lie down next to me on the table, feeling how you filled my ass. How your hot cum fills me up, has finished me off. I want to come again. I'm way too horny. I take your fingers and push them into my leaking cunt. Deeper and deeper, I ram them into me. You watch me intensely. My juices squirt out of me every time I ram your fingers into me. It doesn't take me long before another wave of orgasm builds up and my cunt starts to twitch. Your fingers are pulled into my pussy. and I squirt my juice over your hand. Now I lie down next to you, completely exhausted. I smile at you. That was fun. I try to concentrate myself a little before grabbing my handbag. I take out a wipe to clean off all our juices of me. I grab my clothes and slowly get dressed. I button up my blues and take a brush out of my handbag. I straighten my hair and see you getting dressed again. I take a look at your black screen and touch up my eyeliner. I smile at you and thank you for the nice lunch break before I disappear gracefully.